Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Earlier this month, NYU student Josh Begley began tweeting every reported U.S. drone strike starting way back in 2002. Now, by the end of his first day, he'd covered nearly 8 years of strikes. And he also started to see some patterns. He joins us now to describe this odd project. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Josh, you're a grad student in interactive telecommunications at NYU, right?
That's right.
So how did that lead you to start tweeting about drone strikes?
Yeah, that's a good question. It really started as a project for Douglas Rushkoff's class called Narrative Lab. And we were really trying to think about how stories are told on the web and narrativity. And I was always sort of interested in drones and interested in learning more because I know very little about them. And so this was really a project to try to visualize data over time to really see how many of these strikes there have been since the first one in 2002.
And how many have you covered?
So the Twitter account is at about 200 tweets right now, which is not even halfway there. I initially set out, I said I was going to tweet 10 years of the entire history of U.S. drone strikes in 10 minutes. And clearly the 10 minutes thing didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Now your Twitter feed is called Drone Stream, and you're sort of tweeting about drone strikes as you discover that they existed. What patterns do you see as somebody who's sort of tried to develop a compendium of all drone strikes around the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one thing that I see is really the frequency of the same words. You know, the language with which these strikes are described tends to be quite flat and very clipped. So, you know, I'll read anywhere from 3 to 15 news reports for each one of these strikes, and a lot of them are quite similar. You know, they're like two quick paragraphs. They talk about militants and about compounds. And so I really was trying to think of really mapping the geography of these and the frequency of them over time, and just trying to think about the volume of it all.
Now, of course, you're not a national security analyst. You're not an Army intelligence officer.
Right.
So you're doing this from media reports. The truth about this is that you can only tweet about drone strikes that are reported in the media. You're missing a lot of the universe here. Most of these, I would imagine, are classified
exactly.
And remain so.
Yes, well, a lot of them are classified, and actually the majority of drone strikes tend to happen in Afghanistan, but because they happen in Afghanistan, they're rarely reported on. So the ones that I'm tweeting are literally the ones that have happened in Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia, which are a part of the covert program, so they're not really acknowledged to have happened by U.S. officials on the record. So it only sort of comes to us through news reports. The folks that have really done the hard work is the Bureau of Investigative Journalism based in London, because they have scoured the web and Twitter and Google alerts really for the last 10 years and aggregated a list of every report basically for each one of these strikes. So what I'm doing is going through their website, looking at 3 to 15 news reports for each one and trying to really figure out which one is the most accurate and has the most detail, and then just distilling that into a headline and tweeting it. So it's been really interesting, but it has been solely the strikes that are a part of the covert program, which has also been an interesting thing to map these sort of blank spots on the map, if you will.
Now, Josh Begley from NYU, you've also uncovered or at least elucidated a phenomenon known as the double tap. What is double tap and why is it important?
Double tap refers to the tactic of having a drone strike, and then once rescuers or other folks nearby are coming in to help out the people who have been injured or been killed, then another missile comes in. And it was actually a pattern that I didn't notice, but I read about in the Business Insider piece afterwards. So it is, I guess, interesting in retrospect to think about this Twitter account as something that even I don't really have much insight into because I'm so inside of it. And it takes a reader to really go through them and sort of notice these kinds of patterns.
So, Josh, you haven't worked your way up to 2012, the drone strikes. I guess you're on 2008. How long will it take you to get current?
Yeah, so I've been tweeting as fast as possible, and we're in October of 2010. One of the things that I've learned, actually, is that the frequency of these strikes picks up considerably in 2010, 2011, and 2012. So we're about halfway there. So there's still about 200 tweets left to go, and Yemen picks up quite a bit in 2011. So far, there's only been one strike outside of Pakistan, and that's been in Yemen, which was the first one in 2002. So they've all been in Pakistan right now. But as we go on, you'll see more of a shift into Yemen and a few strikes in Somalia as well. So there's still quite a bit of territory to cover, unfortunately.
Visualizing, reading the data on America's drone campaign overseas, Afghanistan, Yemen, Pakistan, and beyond. Follow Josh Begley at DroneStream on Twitter. He's a graduate student in interactive telecommunications at NYU. Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
I At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.